The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
All right, welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. My next guest, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, I'm sorry, I didn't return the call. I saw that I missed a call, and I apologize. See how I get that right out of there? You know, just right from the beginning. You and I, you know, I just apologize for my bad behavior.
Well, see, now you have to butter me up just like that, huh?
See, I do. All right, so let me ask you something. Here's the question of the day that's got the phones ringing. How old is too old? How old is too old when it comes to an allegation? How many years past is 40 years the cutoff? Is because here's my question. We've got this thing with Judge Roy Moore, and I don't know whether he had some inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old in 1979. And the fact is, nobody knows. John McCain doesn't know, but he's still calling for Roy Moore to get out of the race. A typical John McCain move. He ought to do the right thing immediately and join the Democratic Party. My question is, because it's unverifiable, and you know it's a smear job when the Washington Post goes beyond saying that he had this relationship with a 14-year-old in 1979 to saying he also pursued other teenagers that were 17 and 18, but nothing ever came of it, basically. Well, then why is it in the article? If there's nothing to the other part of it and it means nothing, is it just there to add some bulk to your smear job? What are your thoughts?
They sound like bimbo eruptions to me. I mean, see what happens when you drag a dollar bill through the trailer park? See, this is the difference.
That's nice.
And this is also very reminiscent of the bimbo eruptions that came a month before another election, which would have been the general election, when they did the same to Trump. And guess who did the same to Trump? It wasn't just the Democrats. It was the Republicans. And I will bet you half my savings. Let's just do it that way.
All right, fine.
I'll bet you half my savings that Mitch McConnell's and John McCain's grubby hands are all over it. Because guess who delivered the Russian dossier to the
John
Democrats?
McCain.
John McCain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So Mitch McConnell spent $30 million in Alabama. You think he's a little pissed? Thinks that he wanted Luther Strange in there so bad. And guess who gets to replace Judge Roy Moore? Luther Strange.
If that
the
happens.
The election's in a month.
Yeah, that was it December 8th? I just had it here. Something
the 12th,
like that.
I think it
the
is.
The 12th, you're right. December
it might be
12th.
The 8th.
No, you're right, December 12th. You've got
12th,
it.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, it's so predictable.
Mm-hmm.
It's so predictable to watch what happens on social media. And here's the problem that I have, though. I do have a problem with this. If you're a conservative and you're sitting there going, you know, and cheering for people in Hollywood with all these allegations coming out that are 30 and 40 years old, you can't sit here and dismiss 30 and 40-year-old allegations against Roy. You got to be consistent, is what I'm telling you. You need to be consistent. And if an allegation is no good after 20 years or 30 years against somebody in Hollywood, it's no good here. Except for one thing. We had a caller point this out earlier. When it came to Harvey Weinstein, for example, or Bill Clinton, or a host of other people that have been, you know, accused of things, Bill Cosby comes to mind. There's a whole pattern over a lifetime, the open secret, if you will. Everybody knew about Harvey Weinstein. Everybody knew about Bill Cosby. Everybody knew about Bill Clinton. But nobody's ever talked about Judge Roy Moore. What, he had this propensity for young girls in 1979, and that was the only year? That's not the way these things work. You know that, Megan, and so do I.
Right. And from what I understand from the salacious reports is that he kissed a 14-year-old. May I remind you that most of Hollywood gave Roman Polanski a standing ovation. He actually sodomized and raped a 14-year-old girl in a hot tub. And they're still giving him standing ovations 30 years later.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder. It makes me wonder, you know, where this is going to go, because the smear jobs are in full. I mean, Mitch McConnell, well, if it's true, you need to step down. John McCain,
you need to step down. You got to watch people's reactions. That's the thing. Like, the first people that start crying canary are usually the guilty ones, right?
Oftentimes, he who protesteth too much.
Right.
He who protests too much. What
now,
are you doing?
I do Alabama radio twice a week. And I've done it twice a week.
With or without, hold on, hold on. With or without teeth. I'm just kidding. Go on.
But what I can tell you is that when everyone was, you know, thinking that Judge Roy Moore was going to win, you know how radio is. You've got the pulse of the people, the voters, okay? People that listen to talk radio are the voters. Alabamians are going to be ticked off about this, and I would say that it's probably going to help Judge Roy Moore.
You know, it makes me wonder, and we're going to watch the polls. On the 31st of October, the latest poll I have here, he was up 17. Roy Moore was plus 17 over Jones. Doug Jones is the Democrat, right? He was at 56-39. Doug Jones has no chance on God's green earth of winning unless something like this happens and they can try to get Roy Moore thrown out the ballot. If they get him thrown out of the Republican Party, the Democrats win because Roy Moore remains on the ballot, and then Luther Strange comes in on the ballot as well. And then you split the right and the Democrats, you know, steal a seat in Alabama, which Alabama would never vote for a Democrat, as you well know. Not at this point. And that's, and apparently that's the game.
Well, I'll be, you know, it's so funny. I was on the radio yesterday morning, right before this broke. I wish I was, but next week I'll know by Wednesday, kind of the pulse of what the Alabamians are saying. And I can just tell you what, I wouldn't want to pick off anybody in Alabama. You know, and so they know the establishment. They can't stand the establishment. That's why they picked Judge Roy Moore, and they didn't even, and they love Trump. I mean, at the rally that Trump had in Alabama, he got 30,000 people, and yet they still didn't vote for Luther Strange, Trump's endorsement.
Yeah, they're not going with the establishment. They're not going there at all. So no. I guess my question then is, I mean, they're going to try to, they being the media, of course, they're going to try to turn this into a circus and turn it into whatever they can. They're going to get tons of money through the door in Alabama again. But I think you're right. I think unless they can substantiate something, unless there's a bimbo explosion, you know, and a whole pattern is exposed of, you know, 25 people, and don't put that past them now. But it would be, like I said, if this was his pattern of behavior, it would have been consistent, like all of these other folks that have been consistent in bad behavior. That's just the way it is. So
right,
we need to get
exactly
to the bottom of it. And I think Roy Moore still wins unless there's a big explosion. What do you think? I think he wins.
I think he wins, too. Like I said, just because I believe I know a lot of the voters in Alabama, and I don't think that they're going to believe this at all. And plus, you know, I was going to ask him, what was the marrying age back in 1979? Couldn't you marry your cousin? Like,
You're on Alabama radio, dear, not me. You better ask him. Those are your buddies, not mine. Yeah. Yeah. On her last day on Alabama radio, Megan asked.
Where did Megan Barth go? Well, we kicked her off.
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah. No, I think that they are going to give a big middle finger to Mitch McConnell, much like I'm doing right now, and John McCain, much like we're all doing right now. Especially when it comes to this quote unquote tax reform bill, which has nothing to do with reform. But this is just another saboteur action because they don't want someone that will support Trump in the Congress.
That's right.
Because they don't support Trump.
That's right. You're getting closer to the truth now. You're on it. Well, there you go. And the tax bill, I guess we'll have to wait until next time. Now, next time you're here, we're moving your date and time. We're moving you to Monday.
Thank you so much. Monday.
Start the week.
Be great. We can do the Sunday shows.
Exactly. You know. Sunday shows, clean up from the weekend, get set and ready for the week. Look forward to it. Megan, you have a great weekend, my friend. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. Me too, Steve.
Megan Barth from Reagan Babe. We'll be right back.